You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And we welcome you back here along the way on the Shore Sports Network. It is Presbyterian 7 and Monmouth 6, one of three games in league today. Historic day for Monmouth, their first ever contest as a member of the Big South in football. Take a quick peek at the league standings as we get ready for a couple of 3:30 games. That, of course, Coastal Carolina, the number three team in the country, playing host to Charleston Southern. Gardner-Webb will be at Liberty. We're a bit ahead of both of those contests with Presbyterian up here 7-6. Overall, with league play just really now getting up and running, Coastal Carolina 7-0 overall, 1-0 in league play. Presbyterian 4-3 overall, 1-1 in the league. Monmouth 5-1 overall. Liberty 4-3 overall. Gardner-Webb 4-3 overall. Charleston Southern 5-2 and 0-1 in league play. That's kind of where things sit before everything gets up and running or completed by the end of the day. So nothing to update on the top 25 scoreboard. We can update you on nothing to update on the Big South scoreboard. We can update you on the top 25 scoreboard, however, and we'll look forward to doing that for you right now as soon as we can reload on the computer. Rutgers in a tough matchup with Nebraska. 16th-ranked Cornhuskers leading that one 42-24. Late in the fourth quarter, also in the fourth, Kansas State 23, Texas nothing. Second quarter action, number 25, UCLA leads Colorado by a score of 17-0. The 3:30 batch of games about set to get up and running include number 1, Mississippi State at Kentucky. Number 8, Michigan State will be home for Michigan. Texas Tech on the road at number 10, TCU. Number 22, West Virginia will play at Oklahoma State. And number 23, Marshall welcoming in Florida Atlantic. Games later on tonight in the top 25 will include number 24, LSU, getting sent to play host to number 3, Ole Miss. What a year the state of Mississippi is having so far. 13-0. Overall, 7-0 between Mississippi State and Ole Miss in the SEC. Number 4, Alabama will be at Tennessee tonight. Number 6, Auburn welcoming in South Carolina. Number 13, Ohio State will be on the road at Happy Valley to take on Penn State. Washington welcoming in number 14, Arizona State tonight. Number 15, Arizona on the road at Washington State. Number 19, Utah entertaining number 20, USC. Big one in the Pac-12. Number 21, Clemson, a bit up the road from us, and a lot of people buzzing about this one. We'll entertain Syracuse, 7 o'clock kickoff. That one part of homecoming really weekend in the area. Homecoming here at Presbyterian, homecoming at Clemson as well. Our score here at the half, it is Presbyterian 7 and Monmouth 6. Our scoreboard, as always, brought to you in part by Coca-Cola Zero. Zero means it is game time. Nice festivities going on here at Clinton, South Carolina from Bailey Memorial Stadium as they introduce a ton of people involved with the homecoming festivities. So far for Monmouth, tough go of things on the offensive side and a pretty good defensive battle. That has been the story in this one so far. When we come back, Eddie will rejoin you, run through the stats of this contest. We'll look at some other things from around the league and involving Monmouth athletics as well. Quick pause on the Shore Sports Network. Let's make it a 2-minute break. We're back right after this with more on the Monmouth Digital and Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And we welcome you back into our broadcast booth high above the field here at Bailey Memorial Stadium, where Presbyterian leads Monmouth 7-6 in this historic first Big South game for the Hawks. We're joined now at halftime by Monmouth Assistant Athletics Director Greg Viscomi. Greg was on the field during the first half, so got a first-hand look at Monmouth's first 30 minutes in Big South play, with the Hawks trailing the Blue Hose by a point. And Greg, first of all, happy Saturday afternoon for you. And from field level, what does it look like, Monmouth on the field with this Presbyterian team in this really close contest?
Well, it looks exactly like that. I mean, each team is kind of battling. It's a defensive battle so far, and I think we're going to make some halftime adjustments, and the Hawks will be just fine. I mean, Coach Callahan's got to be happy with the way the defense have come out and played. Obviously happy with that first the first play from scrimmage, and it seemed like a little bit later on in the quarter they started getting some drives together and moving the ball a little bit out to the 30-35. You just hate to give up a touchdown right before halftime, but the defense is doing just about everything you can ask of it, so you know, you can't really fault them on that one.
And Greg, it looks as though in this first half, again, Hawks trailed by a point, and that's a missed extra point in this game by Lucas Santangelo, that the Monmouth offense has definitely been put more in a hole from a field position standpoint. Presbyterian winning that field position battle in this first half where they got that late touchdown in the second quarter. And my question to you is, again, you spent a lot of time up here in the press box with us, but you were on the field for these first 30 minutes. In the trenches, body for body, what's it looking like down there? I mean, obviously, the game is close. Is it as close down there as you're seeing, especially on that Monmouth offensive and defensive line against the Blue Hose?
I think so. You know, Coach Callahan had talked about how much he was worried about the Presbyterian offensive line getting good push against our defensive line. But I think that we're underestimating the size of the defensive lineup for Presbyterian. They're pretty big, especially those D tackles. And they do some stuff to confuse our O-line a little bit, and that's making it a little more difficult. But I think one of the positives to take away is towards the end of that second quarter, the Hawks started getting some first downs, you know, and if Brandon Hill can just calm down and be a little bit more accurate passes, get rid of the ball a little bit quicker, and the O-line, I think, will figure things out. I think they're just fine. I mean, if you would have liked to be up 7-0 or 7-7, but if you were going to be down 7-6 in the first ever Big South game for the Hawks, I think you'd take that and just say, all right, now we got to come out and we got to get a stop here. Monmouth will be kicking off, and you know, then you're going to get the ball back, hopefully get that better field position. You know, you made the point that the offense had bad field position, but really the offense caused that bad field position by not getting first downs. The Hawks have only four first downs through the first 30 minutes, and that's not going to get it done, and 1-6 a third down. So I think those are the types of things that they kind of got to tighten up and ease the pressure off a little bit on this Monmouth defense. But 7-6, there's no reason to worry. LaVon Chaney will start to grind it out a little bit, I'm sure. Maybe get Ed Royds or somebody else some touches, just so he's not taking the hits. You know, that's one thing I did notice down there is how physical this Blue Hose team is, and I think that the Hawks are going to face that from here on out for the rest of the conference season. These teams are much more physical than I think Monmouth's used to.
Speaking with Greg Viscomi, Monmouth Assistant Athletics Director, Hawks trailing Presbyterian 7-6 here at halftime. The Blue Hose run it 24 times for 87 yards in the opening half of football, and they conversely limit Monmouth to 12 carries and just 19 yards. LaVon Chaney, 10 for 28. Greg, we came in, Matt and I talked about maybe the most important thing was that Presbyterian, kind of old school, they like to stop the run, they like to run the football. We were going to keep an eye on those stats. If you told me a team was going to run it 24 times for 87 yards, I'd say win for the Monmouth defense doing a good job up front. But they had the ball for 19 minutes, Presbyterian did in that first half. They ran 44 plays. And my question maybe is potentially fatigue a concern for this Monmouth defense if the offense can't generate and churn out first downs like we've seen them do the previous six games this season? Mm-hmm. Do those 2- and 3-yard runs potentially grow to 6- and 7-yard runs later in the game?
Well, what I did notice is there's a lot of substitution patterns going on down there. You saw the drive where Presbyterian kind of got a little bit of momentum there late in the second half. The second D-line was in, and they were getting pushed around just a little bit, and then you got to subbing out the safety, subbing out the corner. So I think one of the things that the Hawks are definitely doing is trying to get fresh bodies out so that they don't give up that big play, and really you haven't seen it. You saw the screen pass to Antigua on the side that kind of went down to the 6-yard line, and that was the biggest play they hit so far. And if they can just keep forcing them to pass, Presbyterian does not want to throw the ball, and every time they have a long successful play through the air, it's usually off of play action. And if you can just force them to throw the ball and not worry about the run, I think Monmouth will be successful here. And that goes for the other side. You know, Brandon's going to need some time, and how do you get time? Is you make the defense respect the run. And they haven't had to do that so far. I mean, 10 carries for 28 yards for LaVon Chaney is just not going to do it. And the one nice run that he had was called back due to too many men in the backfield. So it's just a little mistakes. I think maybe some first half jitters. I'm sure Coach Callahan's in there telling them, like, hey, this is Big South, and you're playing with this team. So let's go out here and let's get a win and get back on the plane and fly home and get ready for next week. So there's 30 minutes left. There's no panic button needs to be hit.
And I'm still – and we didn't get a replay on this play in the first half. We have been getting some great replays courtesy of the Big South Network here in our booth. But that play when the ball was downed on the 1 or the 2 yard line, it looked to me that the player that downed it was in the end zone, did not reestablish himself in the field. I don't want to nitpick one particular play. You were down there. Was I right on that?
His heels were in the end zone. That's the first thing I had said. And the problem is that the far referee, the referee closest to the press box, made the initial call, and the guy who was right in front of the play just kind of went along with what he said. But I thought for sure, I was about the 20-yard line, I thought for sure the guy that actually hit his heels were in the end zone. So,
speaking again with Greg Viscomi, assistant AD at Monmouth University, here at halftime. And our halftime show this afternoon is presented again by the Asbury Park Press. Normally we get to talk to our good buddy Josh Newman at this break at home games. We love to get Greg on the road. Obviously, check out Greg's great work at MonmouthHawks.com through the Monmouth Digital Network as well. And Greg, final question that I'm wanting to know out of you, and obviously I've spent probably, you know, the maybe last 20 hours of the, you know, time we've been here, 18 of them we've been together, but want your take on first trip down here to Presbyterian, Clinton, South Carolina. We got to sample local fare in Greenville last night and then get a first-hand look at this small but beautiful campus down here. Want your take on it.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, it's just amazing to see a school of 1,200 students build a facility like this. It's got to be a great point of pride for their alumni and for the athletic department and their whole university. I mean, they've just done everything top-notch since we've been down here, and they've done a great job. And, you know, the flight was nice and easy. The weather's been beautiful. The hotel was great. I mean, everything has been great. And really, the one way to kind of wrap up that whole trip of greatness is with a dub for the Hawks. So,
well, I see the team come back out of the Yount's Fieldhouse over to our left here at Bailey Memorial Stadium. We want to thank Greg Viscomi for joining us here at halftime. Follow along with Greg in the second half as he updates play-by-play on the Monmouth Football Twitter at MU Hawks FB. Also, give him a follow to the personal account at one and only Greg V. It's okay, Matt and I do it. We can pump your Twitter account too. Greg, appreciate it. A few minutes as well. Check out his recap of this game on MonmouthHawks.com as well as the great work that Greg and the communication guys do. Greg, always appreciate a few minutes.
All right, thank you, Eddie.
That's Greg Viscomi. For him, we're going to take a brief timeout here on our Asbury Park Press halftime show. Presbyterian 7, Monmouth 6. We step out 60 seconds, and we're back. We bring Matt Harmon back to the broadcast booth. Get you ready for the second half between the Hawks and the Blue Hose here on your only source for Monmouth football this season, the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks.